This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for Around Montgomery County. Today joining me are Jenny Lovelace and Renee Hart. They have a special event coming up at Zion Lutheran School in Litchfield, and they are here to tell us about it. First off, can you just give me a little bit of background on the school in general and your experience with it?
My daughter started at Zion Lutheran School when she was in three-year-old preschool, and she's now in second grade, so we're several years in, and so we're members of the church as well as my daughter going to school there and very active there. My husband's actually the president of the school board, so very familiar with past fundraisers and different events that have happened at the school.
And my kids actually go there as well. I have one in kindergarten and one in third grade, and this is really the first official year that I've been around to help and just getting involved with the school and jumping in. I just recently moved to the area, so.
All right. So, Jenny, you are the mistress of ceremonies. Would you like to jump in and kind of tell us about this event coming up?
The idea started a few years ago, and we just were working on something that was kid-friendly and could make money for the school, and hoped that a carnival-type theme would be something that people could really get on board with and have a lot of fun with, and we could incorporate the kids. So we're just trying really hard to make it very family-friendly and open it up to the community to be a little bit of PR for the school as well. And we're hoping to use the money that we raise towards more technology and computer equipment and that sort of thing for the classrooms.
All right. And so is the fundraising thing, is that an annual thing or is this like a first time?
This is the first year for it. We're hoping it'll be a springboard for future Flyer Fest events. It's called the Flyer Fest because the flyer is the school's mascot. So that's where the name came from. And we're calling it the first annual event because we're really optimistic that it'll go well and it'll be the first of many.
Yeah. So can you tell me a little bit of the details as far as where and when?
The carnival will be on Saturday, April 25th. It's going to be from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. We have carnival games. We have a bounce house, an obstacle course. We will have a concession stand, so feel free to come and eat lunch and have snacks with us. There will also be a cakewalk. There will be free face painting by McDonald's, balloon animals, prizes. There'll be a carnival booth, photo booth by Mendora's Photography. We also have a magic show that's going to be at the carnival. We will have a magician strolling from 12 to 2 who will be doing magic through the crowd. And then at 1:30, he will be doing a live show in the gym. So I want to make sure we come and see that. Also, Bianca from Bianca Massa Performance Horses is going to come with her trick horse and perform and do some tricks. And so there's just a lot of different things. We have some music by Scrap Iron and Gold. So there's just a lot of different things to come and see, and feel free to come and play games and eat food and just enjoy, and it's really for all ages.
All right. Sounds great. Got a lot going on. Can you just kind of talk about why you're excited and what people can expect?
I'm just excited to see something that is very kid-friendly at Zion as a fundraiser and to be doing something for the community, because I think this is going to be the first time we've really had a fundraiser that really involves the community and our students and isn't just something that we're selling. You know, I think everybody is just really excited to be able to get out and do something, and it's spring and there's not a lot of other festivals that happen in the spring. So I think it's just going to be, you know, really good for people to get out. Hopefully we have beautiful weather and can just really enjoy it and make money for the school as well. But the kids are really excited. They mentioned it at chapel on Wednesday, and mm-hmm. The kids were just really excited. They kind of whooped and hollered as soon as it was mentioned that it was coming up. So I think it's going to be really good. And parents seem to be really excited about doing a fundraiser where they can get involved with the kids and they don't have to just sell something or, you know, do something that's not as much fun. So yeah. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah. Yes. Hopefully good weather. That would be ideal.
Mm-hmm.
In regards to that, like, where, how is it going to be set up? Like, where?
The carnival will be outside on Zion's grounds. It will be set up along Madison and Fisher Streets, which are the two blocks north and west of Zion. So it'll be mostly on our grounds. But if in the case of rain, which we're praying that there will be no rain, but if there is rain, it will still be the same date and everything will just be moved indoors. A few things may not be able to happen indoors, but we'll make the most of it. So, but yeah, it'll be on be on Zion's grounds right around the school.
All right. And I guess you kind of touched on this, but just kind of why should people come?
Because it's going to be great fun. A lot of the games, I will say that my dad has built several of the games, Mike Mulhern, and my husband as well has built several of the games. So there's going to be some unique things. It won't just be, you know, your typical things that you always see at carnivals. There's going to be great prizes. They're not just little rinky-dink things. So kids have a chance to earn some neat things and take home a souvenir. We're going to be selling T-shirts of the event. And so I think it's just going to be a great time for community to come together and get involved in something fun.
I was going to say, it's going to be pretty inexpensive, too. We've really made it affordable for the family to come out. You know, there's a lot of activities out there that can be really costly for the family to do. So, you know, we really want people to come out and enjoy themselves and be able to afford it. And we're also having the free entertainment, too. So, you know.
All right. Well, is there anything else you ladies would like to add? I think we covered it.
I think we did.
All right. So. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Around Montgomery County. My guests this week were Jenny Lovelace and Renee Hart, two of the planners behind the Flyer Fest, a spring fundraising carnival for Zion Lutheran School. Again, the carnival takes place from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, April 25th at the school, 1301 North State Street in Litchfield. You've been listening to this week's edition of Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Sarah Tomach.